50% of people in America say that tomatoes are fruit.
They are. You can Google it.
46% say they're vegetables. It doesn't say what the correct answer is.
They're fruit.
I'm just telling you that we're split on it. Okay, they are fruit. Okay.
I thought that they were vegetables, and there was a discussion in our household, and a Google search actually proved that they are, yes, in fact, according to whatever the definition of a fruit is, something about the seeds or something, they actually are a fruit.
Here's my definition of fruit. Sweet.
Right, tomatoes are
vegetables are salty more than sweet. Therefore, I would put the tomato in the vegetable category.
Okay, well, how do you explain like a pin cherry then?
A tomato cherry?
No, a pin cherry is a cherry, but there's, or a crab apple, for example. Neither of those are sweet, and they're both fruits.
I'm not familiar with those fruits.
A crab apple?
Right.
You've never heard of a crab apple?
I've heard of it. I thought it was just like an apple, right?
It is, okay. It's called a crab apple for a reason, because it's tart.
Because it's tart.
You said the definition of a fruit is that it's sweet.
I said my definition was that it was sweet. Right. I'm just saying, like, I would be on the side to say tomatoes are vegetables. That's my
category.
I know,
but you're wrong. And I'm only saying that because I thought they were too, and then I Googled it.
Hey, you know what? I'm happy living in my reality. Can you just let me go after?
It says tomatoes are classified as fruit because they contain seeds and grow from the flower of a tomato plant.
Okay.
And that is why.
Well, I'm also on the avocado vegetable bandwagon because 60% of people say that those are fruit, while 32% say vegetables. Same story, though. It's not sweet. It's more salty and kind of fatty. So avocado, therefore, is a vegetable.
Oh, it's 100% a vegetable.
Mm-hmm. Well, is it? Which one is it? Because it doesn't tell me here. And then finally, 4% say potatoes are fruit, and 82% say
vegetables. Now they're getting ridiculous.
Well,
that's a vegetable.
Very small minority.
It's a root vegetable.
4%, yeah.
Oh,
what?
Wow, I just learned something today.
What?
Avocados are fruit.
Are they?
Yeah, well, often
what?
Prepared with salt and spice and consumed alongside vegetables, avocados are biologically fruit.
They're not sweet
because
enough.
Because they contain seeds and develop from the ovary of a flowering plant. I guess that's a definition.
Okay.
If it's got seeds and they grow from a plant that flowers.
Right.
So there you go.
Well.
Just learned something new today.
According to my
classification, tomatoes were.
Yeah, it's not sweet enough to be a fruit. Sorry.
But biologically, they are.
It's fine. You can leave it in your category. My reality has worked out well for me all this time, so let's stick with it.
I just saw, as I scrolled down, a recipe for avocado brownies.
Ooh.
Because you know what it does? It makes them moist.
Yeah, moist.
There's the word.
Oh, yeah.
Had to use it.
Avocados are good for that. They moisten up everything in a nice way because it's got fat in it. That's why it moistens up nicely.
Okay, we've used moist 3 times.
What?
In one segment.
We're done for the day. Okay, what? No, we're not. There's plenty more uses for moist. Like this, for example.
That's 4.
Here's a convenience. This has gone viral. This is hilarious. You'll have to pull up the video somewhere. But a chain of Kentucky convenience stores are gaining popularity. They're doing it in all their stores now. With visitors, they feature a red button in the bathroom that when pressed, it turns it into a disco dance party.
Stop.
You have to hear the audio from this. This is crazy.
I can see it in my mind.
Sets the balls
in motion.
Starts
a party in the potty.
Party in the potty.
They'll disperse into laughter, and then they come out and they run out and grab family and run back in the bathroom, and it just brings a lot of joy.
Oh, it does. Wow, pretty fun time in there.
It's funny. I love it.
We had a 60-year-old lady that went in, and she came out, and she said that was the best day of her life.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. That's so cute.
Kind of feel like she should have been shown around back in the 90s. She probably were hot back then, too.
It's even got like a spinning mirror disco ball and everything.
Yeah, well, that's the hop shops.
That's so cool.
In Kentucky, if you're interested in checking out the disco in the bathroom. If I go up there I'm going to be driving through that area.
They're convenience stores. That's so cool.
Maybe I'll swing through there and do a video.
Oh, yeah, you got to.
Yeah. And finally, just real quick here. This is just a quick note. I mean, we pretty much knew this already, but the U.S. government has released a report saying it would not be able to defend itself or anyone else in the world if aliens landed, just so you know. So that's
you're on your own.
You're on your own. Terry's got a study about rats, and rats apparently are the best animal to study in regards to human behavior. They match us very closely, as it turns out.
It's creepy. This is from the
closely.
New York Times. I read the whole article over the weekend, and it just kept getting crazier.
Okay.
Now, why do you think people post on social media? What's one of the reasons?
Well, validation, right?
Yeah. So for the likes, the comments,
the views, the dopamine hit from that.
And when you don't get the likes, the comments, and the views, you're like,
Well, yeah, kind of. Post, yeah.
Right?
And it's even worse if it's a work account that you're just kind of, you put a lot of work into and you dump it on there and it gets one like. Jeez, man. It's not even my personal account. I spend all the time. It's nothing.
Well, there is a famous photographer of all people that did this study, that started with this study, just wondered why people loved getting their pictures taken so much. And he said, I wonder if rats like getting their picture taken. So this is crazy. So,
but does everybody like getting their picture taken? I don't know if I do all the time.
No.
Only sometimes.
I don't necessarily do either. And in fact, when we have to get them taken for work headshots, I can't stand it.
Mm-hmm.
But so they took a couple of rats. And what they did was there was a training phase first where they taught them how to press a lever. They pressed the lever, a little bit of sugar came out, and a photo and a selfie got taken.
Oh, that old trick.
Now, the selfie got posted immediately on the wall in front of them. So they saw them.
Right.
Now, they're not sure if the rats kind of put two and two together that it was a selfie of them, but perhaps, perhaps not. We don't know. But then after the training phase, it gets crazier.
Okay.
The rewards became more unpredictable. So let's say every time they pressed the lever, maybe one out of every seven or eight times, they'd get the sugar. But the selfies would continue. They'd
each time.
Every time.
But they had already, at the beginning, associated the selfie with the sugar.
Right.
Correct? Okay.
But only like, you know, intermittently would they get the sugar.
Right.
So I'm thinking, well, they just still just want the sugar. So they're just going to try. That's what I would do, right?
Yeah.
But then it gets crazier. Are you ready for the third part of the experiment?
Okay.
They took away, so, no, they kept the sugar, but it was intermittent. The rats got so into taking the selfies, when the sugar would come out, most of them ignored the sugar and kept going for taking the selfies.
Oh, wow.
Which was the part that I was like, what is happening?
Okay, so they associate selfie with sugar, which means it's not bad. It's actually a good thing. But then eventually the desire for selfie itself
was more important than the reward.
The sugar.
Yeah.
Huh.
They just ignored the selfie, sugar when it came.
The selfie was the reward.
And kept pressing the button anyways. Now, maybe they were just like, it was an obsessive thing. Well, it sounds obsessive.
Yeah, but if the selfie was something negative in their mind, they wouldn't be after the selfie so much. They would grudgingly go for it just to get the sugar.
Right.
But it wouldn't be so, you know, intense. That's interesting. What do you think that says? Do you have any interpretation of that? Because I don't.
Well, they are liking it to social media.
Narcissistic behavior in social media.
Doling out periodic unpredictable rewards like a like, a follow, or a promising of a romantic match, for example, in like dating sites, keep us glued to our phones.
Right. It keeps the overall experience addicting then.
So
that's
we're addicted to the experience, not necessarily even at one point the likes or the views or anything else.
Yeah, but
it's still, the chance of.
It's still not a negative thing, though. It's interesting that still that the rats can tell the difference between positive and negative, and they picture a picture literally as positive. That's so mind-blowing.
It is. And
rats, and we have something in common, actually a lot in common with rats.
I'll tell you, the cutest thing about this whole study is the photographer posted pictures, like all the selfies, not all of them, but some of the best selfies from the rats. And it's like they're posing. They're different positions every time. And the selfies make it for me, these rat selfies. So apparently rats like taking selfies.
Yeah, just like humans. See, the convenience store in Kentucky, it's actually a chain of them called Hop Shops.
Never heard of them.
Has turned their restrooms into disco dance parties, and they've done it at every one of their franchises. Yeah, spinning mirrored disco balls, live music.
Sets the balls in motion. And starts a party in the potty.
They'll just burst into laughter. And then they come out and they run out and grab family and run back in the bathroom. And
grab
family. It just brings a lot of joy.
Pretty wild. Pretty fun time in there.
It's funny. I love it.
We had a 60-year-old lady that went in and she came out and she said that was the best day of her life.
People coming out of the bathroom, that was the best day of my life. You'd be like, what is going on in there? Music playing, people grabbing family members.
I will say I do appreciate when restaurants go the extra mile.
They feel like they have to almost now.
I worked years ago at an Earl's that was known for like the bathroom because it was a two-way glass. So you could actually see people walking by the bathroom and they couldn't see you inside.
That would freak me out.
It freaked out a lot of people because at first it took them a long time to be convinced that it actually was just a a one-way glass,
I'd
not
have
a
to
two-way
check it,
glass?
Check it a couple of times. I'd get stage fright. Wouldn't be able to do the operation.
I also, there was a bathroom in an Orlando restaurant, real like fancy one, where it was glass. You go into the stall and the door was completely clear glass. And you're like, I don't want to go to the bathroom in here. As soon as you click the lock, it frosted.
Right. I've seen that one too.
So like, I know those are, mm-hmm. you know, and then even at Mykonos, they've got the heated
yep.
seats. Stuff like that, like little touches.
But that's
and
an example.
And the splash-free urinals. Mm-hmm.
How many times have you gone to a place and ends up being the bathroom you talk about the most after you leave?
Bathroom and kitchen.
Right.
Those are
exactly.
They say when you're doing a reno, spend the most money on those two rooms and you will get your money back.
You know, the more we're talking about this, I think this will be a good question. Because it's trendy to make the bathroom look cool. You know, because it's considered a detail. You put a lot of attention in the bathroom, then you pay attention to detail.
I have told my husband many times that our bathroom is one of my favorite rooms in the house. Mm-hmm, we have a giant backlit mirror. So when I want to do my makeup, it's got the proper,
it's
like, it's like the, what they use in the,
oh, right.
like the green rooms and
yeah.
stuff. Yeah, with the proper lighting. Plus we got stone in our walk-in shower. It's a huge shower.
Nice, yeah.
And it's like nice because I feel like I'm in nature.
And the overhead shower coming down straight down.
Yeah, we've
right.
got the rain shower mm-hmm. head and all mm-hmm. that. So we have some stuff that I really like in our bathroom where I feel like, oh, this is nice. And it's nothing by any means. Trust me, I'm not doing a bathroom humble brag. I kind of am.
Yeah.
But it's actually quite a simple bathroom. There are people that have really extravagant bathrooms.
Oh, I know. And some are really, some are huge too. So we're going to ask just what's something trendy or cool you can put in a bathroom?
Yeah.
Make it better?
Just what's something you could add to make to a bathroom to make it cool?
Yeah, I need a
hot tub all day long.
My dream place, which I still haven't acquired yet, but I want to put a proper stereo in my bathroom.
Yes.
With speakers, surround speakers right in the shower. Because when I listen to music in the shower, that's my time, but I want it to sound good. And it just sounds half-half right now. Because I got a Bluetooth speaker I pull in with me, but it's got to have like surround sound, great. And then a TV within view of the shower. Everything within view of the shower. That's what I want.
Right.
Maybe possibly a bed in there too, in case I get tired and need a nap.
How do you
why would
feel?
Why would I need a nap in the bathroom?
I don't know. I used to nap in the bath. Sometimes I took a really hot bath. I'd get out of the bath and I'd just lie on the rug.
It just seems like it'd be nice to have everything in the bathroom. But now as I'm thinking about it, that doesn't make much sense because then it just takes, and then it's just a big bathroom and you still have to walk everywhere. I don't know.
I actually had one rental where the walk-in closet was connected to the bathroom. And you know why that's smart? You get out of the shower, usually Your closet is halfway across the room, and you're wet. And you're naked, too, and you
got to trudge naked like somewhere you don't want to be naked. Just have it next to the shower. That's a good idea.
So they have it connected to the bathroom.
Right.
So then you just walk into your walk-in closet, and you get ready. It's mm-hmm. quite brilliant.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's a good call.
It doesn't have to be extravagant, but I also want to hear some extravagant answers. What's something you could add to a bathroom to make it cool? We've already got a couple of responses so far. Keep them coming.
And something creative, something out of the ordinary.
Like Z99 this. Grand Canyon. Man. Or if you've got a cool bathroom, feel free to take a pic and post it. Or if you've seen one online, post it.
Bathroom pictures, we encourage them. Just keep it clean.